You're listening to the Stick Figure Podcast.
He violates me.
He's petting his thigh.
It's not pleasant.
His legs are spread wide open.
Then I run into the woods and just climb up a tree or something.
And welcome to episode 5 of the Stick Figure Podcast. The Stick Figure Podcast. It's not like what Grandma used to be.
Formerly known as Beast Podcast.
Okay,
we don't like to talk about that.
All right, guys. I'm Chris, as always, from stickfigure.com. Still known as Chris. Oh, and Wilbur. Okay. I'll cut that out. So, right with me in this episode, we have Troy.
Troy.
Harry. Harry, yes, is your name?
Henry.
Henry, do you want to be known as Henry?
That's what I prefer.
Really?
Well, yeah, why? I do.
This is like groundbreaking.
We'll get back to this. And then...
Daggio.
Repeat performer. First time ever. First time he has ever repeated in an episode.
That's true.
This is probably the first time you've repeated an episode. Our fifth and final guest.
So.
Well, our fifth and final, but not our like last place guest.
I get it.
Or like last guest ever.
Less guest hosts. You're a guest host. Say your name.
You.
Me?
You.
I'm Bruno's Neptune. Cousin Bruno Mars.
That's a badass name.
Oh. Took me a second. I thought you said Bruno's nephew at first. So I was like, oh. Who the fuck is Bruno?
Alright, and so anyway, Harry, you prefer... See, I just called you Harry.
I know.
Yeah, dude, that's... You can't just break that down on us. Like, you gotta give me a little bit of time to try to...
That's fine. You got time. You got time.
I don't care. I'm gonna call you Willie.
Dude, I'm gonna call you Harry forever.
Can you call me Little Willie?
Yeah, I think you're Harry from now on.
Dodger's
a weirdo.
That's fine.
You can't just change your name. You don't get to do that.
It's my, I mean, it's my legal name.
I don't care.
Did you say Little Willie?
Yeah.
You wanted to be called Little Willie.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't really. It's just a nickname I have for my junk.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, you have that. Oh. All right.
If you want to be called.
Hey, man.
That's not
America.
That's not taken.
We're not judging you.
I feel like Little Willy is one of those phrases that left alone. It's fine. Like you. Oh, it's Little Willy. But if you were to add like the tag "not safe for work" after it, all of a sudden it takes on a whole new meaning. Like,
not safe for work,
like,
it really changes.
You post a picture, you're like, "Here's a picture of me and my daughter bonding."
Well,
perfectly fine. Not safe for.
Now it's just weird. If you add "not safe for work" to that, that is messed up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could think of anything right now. It's just a normal phrase or something, but.
Yeah.
When you put it in context like that, it, for some reason, takes on this entirely different, terrible meaning.
Yeah. Not safe for life.
I'm playing with my cat in this video.
Not safe for work.
Gave my dog peanut butter in this video.
So what's going on with you guys?
Is that on the topic list?
No, that's just a question I'm asking.
Oh, working two jobs, working like a dog.
I'm surprised you were even able to come on the podcast.
Yeah. Dude, this is like the last day I'm going to have off in a long time.
That sucks.
Sad.
That is sad. I'm going to quit my job in the summer, and it's going to be great. Until then, life is sad.
When in the summer are you going to
July 3rd is my last day.
What did
you know that?
Because I'm not working July 4th.
Nice.
July 4th
is perfect. That's perfect.
I worked last year.
But you still don't
want to
work.
I want
to be off. I want to watch fireworks.
I got to watch fireworks from the drive-thru window. It was...
Oh, it's beautiful.
This is my dream.
It was so romantic. If there was a 4th of July montage, Adagio would definitely be in it. Sitting outside the
drive-thru. He's got his arms
crossed in the window.
Like, looking youthful as ever.
That's the restaurant they went to earlier in the movie. And like, he helped him out.
Here's your shake. And he's like halfway out the window.
He's like... looks up.
Wow.
He's serving her a shake and he gives her like this helpful love advice.
Yeah,
and
then they go on at the end of the movie.
Like,
that's
you
me.
Know, you're the friend who gets the main guy laid in the
movie.
You are.
I thought it was just a drive-through window guy, but you guys took it to a whole
room. No, he's a helpful stranger.
He's a helpful stranger.
That's awesome. That's what you'll be billed.
He's like the homeless guy in like every single movie that turns out to be an angel.
Yeah.
You're the angel drive-through guy.
You don't really work at Steak and Shake. They come back to the drive-through. Where's the guy who gave me advice earlier?
He never worked here.
Who? I'm looking for Adagio. Adagio died here 40 years ago. Oh,
40
years ago.
Fell
out the drive-through window looking at fireworks and broke his neck.
Some say he still haunts every 4th of July.
He whoops.
He has to see the fireworks or he gets upset.
Who's also an angel.
Yeah, he's a ghost angel.
I like how we went from just a guy looking at fireworks to ghost angel.
Ghost angels, dude. That's scary.
Is that scary?
That makes me think of like an FBI agent turned rogue. Like they're angels and then they're ghosts and they like go and fuck with people like...
Like, we've got a message, Chief. It's from Ghost Angel. Put him through.
Ghost Angel.
Put him through. He's not taking calls, but he's working this case, you know? So, like, you get, tell him it's Ghost Angel. And then he'll be like, it's Ghost Angel. And like, are you sure? And then it's,
yeah,
you know,
like,
that whole class.
He's a vigilante angel.
He didn't like our...
That isn't afraid to be on the dark side of the law. He's Ghost Angel.
That'd be awesome if someone went rogue from a government agency for like a hiring policy or something.
like I'm not sure I agree
Jason
with
Ghost
the
health insurance. So instead of just quitting, they go rogue.
I have a pre-existing condition. Okay.
Because like then
Marvel's gonna be calling you up soon.
They're gonna hear us. We're gonna get royalties.
Speaking of Marvel, have you guys seen the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
No.
It came out yesterday.
Isn't it like a space version of the Fantastic Four?
Kinda. It looks, honestly...
So like Avengers 3 or 2?
It's not like Avengers. It's like another...
Marvel thing.
It's another... I think it's like another Avengers group, if you've like followed the comic, because they probably won't go that route.
That's why I kind of like figure they're like a Fantastic Four. There's like...
Yeah, they're kind of off to the side of the Avengers.
Are they as bad as the Fantastic Four?
I don't know. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pause the podcast. We're going to watch the trailer.
And then we're going to come back and be like, they are great.
Well, save that review for now. Here.
Okay.
Here we go. It will be in the linked up. I'll make one this time. All right. So we are watching the thing. Now we've seen the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Raccoon with a gun.
Dude. I really want to see that.
What was that about?
Dude, who cares, man? There's a raccoon and he's got a freaking gun.
They didn't say what they were arrested for and what they're doing.
And he, like, spit like he's a badass raccoon. Like,
and then he shot stuff with a gun.
You guys just wanted to be Star Fox.
Yes!
Yeah,
that makes it even better.
It's Star Raccoon.
Oh. Yeah, we got to see that.
Yeah, that... I think it looks cool.
I think it looks cool, but I want to know what's it about.
Yeah, that's why you go see the movie, dude.
I don't know who those characters are at all.
I'm sure that's why they're doing it. Like, I think it's actually a thing, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, they're it's not each person. It's their own separate thing, like the Fantastic Four.
That's pretty cool.
Now I kind of
I want to see
comics.
That.
Probably gonna
I
want to
read about that raccoon.
Yeah,
The raccoon
is the high point. I feel like Chris Pratt actually found the Captain America machine in real life. He used to be super fat.
Yeah, he did.
Season of Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
He is,
I always thought he was kind of chunky.
Yeah, he's, and now, if you saw him in that trailer.
Yeah, that's why I didn't recognize him at first. I was like, where is he from? Yeah.
He's what they call stoked. No one says that.
Nobody says that.
I barely understood what you said.
Did you say stoked?
Stoked.
So, for what?
I don't know. It's like being ripped or I don't know.
Swole?
Now I get it.
See, that's when you know you're in a separate generation, when you don't get stoked and swole.
Stoked means like excited for something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know why I was so set on that word.
Swole makes sense.
Big swole, yeah.
Like, right now you would describe me as swole.
You are not swole.
I hashtag swole.
What's like the opposite word swole. Of swole?
It's so stupid.
Lanky. I don't
lanky? Lanky?
Is it, a, I am big. Lanky.
Chris is the opposite of swole.
No, swole.
Swole is big and muscular.
Yeah.
The opposite
he's,
of swole.
Chris is the opposite.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I thought you guys were talking about swole.
I think it'd just be like small or... A bitch. If you're using the word swole, then you're probably going to use bitch a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Mr. White. That's why we need Mike. We just need Mike to say Mr. White.
Hello!
There.
Dude, he does really good voice impressions of just different random voices.
Yeah, Mike has an...
like when he told that dog to shut up, bitch.
Oh, shut up, bitch. It's like, anyway. Mike is, he's unique.
Yeah.
He really is.
A lot of ways.
He makes me laugh more than anyone else.
Yeah.
He's so funny. I don't understand him.
He doesn't even do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with Mike, and we're going to talk about Mike for no more than a minute here, because...
Yeah.
We did this on one of the first podcasts where we just talked about people we know honestly because they weren't in the room.
Yeah.
So
talk mad shit about it, as you.
Yeah, every day. But I don't
believe it.
I forget where I was going with Mike's cool. Yeah. I guess is what we forget.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I love you, Mike.
He's complex. He's got a lot going on. I never understand
him.
He's
like an onion.
I never understand his thought process.
I feel like Mike isn't so much an onion with layers as he is just like, you know when a slinky gets twisted up?
That's Mike.
Like, you don't quite know where it's going or where it ends, but somehow it still manages to get down the stairs.
That is a very, very good description of Mike.
That's how I see Mike.
That's awesome.
Mike just falling down the stairs.
It's still got all the layers of the onion, but with a lot less structure. Yet somehow an incredible sense of direction.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
You are spot on. That's awesome.
So yeah, that's Mike.
Mike.
Honestly, I feel like I know a lot of just really weird people in my life.
Calling Mike weird?
I mean, Mike, he's not normal. Normal. I'm not saying I'm not weird either.
I think everybody's weird in some way.
Everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah, everybody's got their own thing.
Which you have to say.
I like little boys. Edit that out.
The name's Adagio Ligon. NSA, I know you're listening.
Chris, nobody's listening to this.
Well, that's because we haven't finished recording it
yet. Yeah, so we can go download it. Yeah. It'll have 5 views after that.
You know, Adagio?
It's not going to get any views. It's going to get listens.
Listens. Mm. Whatever.
Are you watching the podcast?
Sometimes I look at the little bar go.
Yeah, little
progress bar.
I had to update all that for the site.
Watch
no
the
one
progress
uses the site. I certainly don't.
Is that site still up?
Yeah, the site's still up. I'm actually working on kind of rebooting it.
Are you still on your book?
Yeah, how you doing on that?
How's that doing?
I am on chapter 9, 80,000 words.
Damn. I can't even think of 80,000 words.
Yeah,
I don't
think
I know that
hard.
I don't think anybody knows that many words.
Yeah, I don't think there are that many words, dude.
Not the same, right? They're all different words.
I'm sure I used
to think.
I used
more words
than
two
does.
Right.
I'm not some kind of Mark Shania Twain over here.
What?
Mark Shania Twain.
Who the hell's Mark Shania Twain?
She wrote Unwritten, I think.
I know there's a Shania Twain.
And there's a Mark Twain. Shania Twain.
Mark Shania.
If I were quicker enough, I would have tried to combine like a Mark Twain book and a Shania Twain song.
Yeah.
I don't know any Shania Twain songs.
The Adventures of One of Sarah
Kiss. Chris, please tell me.
I know that song.
And if anybody ever was going to listen, they would have stopped just there.
Well, we've already got
We don't like Shania Twain, don't worry.
We've already got him now.
We got that view for this
video. He doesn't give a shit after you click on the video, that's what he's saying.
I'm all about the numbers. That's all I care about.
The likes, they keep rolling in.
I'm so popular.
Everybody loves me.
You know, if we were to do that voice, no one would know who was talking.
So, like, if we all just went in and all did this at once, you know, no one would have any idea, because I'd be like, hey, Adagio, how you doing? And you'd be like, oh, I'm all right.
Little do they know, it's just one lady talking.
This old lady just walked in the room.
Everybody else saw Margaret.
It was just an insane old lady talking to a mirror, like,
well, hello, beautiful. You got any cigarettes? Today is your special day. Your boobs are looking extra saggy today. But you still got it. Morty. Morty, I'm ready. Take me. I'm so moist. Ew. Come beat the dust off of this whole thing.
Beating the dust off the hook.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
I'm so mad.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
And on that.
I always like those long laughing sequences where it's just us laughing and they're just like, I'm just listening to some guys laugh. It sucks for you if you didn't think the joke was that funny.
Right. All you hear is people laughing.
There's six people or five people laughing.
Why don't I get it?
Well, I gotta wait through this shit.
Well, that wasn't that funny.
Like, then they're like, oh, now they're just playing it up. They think they're so goddamn funny, I didn't even laugh.
They think we got them hooked, so they're gonna continue the joke for 5 more minutes.
That's bad quality. Now you go quick.
You find too many like that nowadays, you don't like it.
You gotta go quick in
this. This is a quality podcast.
I wonder if we are a quality podcast.
After what we just said, no. No.
Would you listen to that?
Low quality is quality.
Yeah.
It's still a quality. It's just really bad. Chris just found a topic. Man, he's going to use it. He's going to try to segue.
No, I actually
I love how everybody always points that out.
Like, and that's the reason why he's hiding.
I know, I'm hiding the topic list from you guys.
Just go, Chris.
Exactly. So that when we're talking, you guys don't just like look just at the topic list and like be like, all right,
just go.
Just do the topic.
Harry, yeah, that's the point of the podcast, is for me to, or for us to talk.
Harry, okay.
You're not listening.
Damn it, no.
Nice segue, Chris.
Nah, I'm not gonna edit any of this out. This is good conversation.
This is good.
This is what you're supposed
this
to
is
do.
Really salty.
You're still eating those fries.
Don't judge me. You don't know me.
I'm sorry.
Does anyone feel like we haven't stopped the intro yet?
Yeah.
I almost feel like we're still doing the intro. We're 20 minutes in.
No, I think we got out of it at some point. We were talking about other things. And
yeah, we were talking about it. Speaking of talking about other things, though, like, the reason I
took...
Nice segue, bro.
No, this is one of the topics. That's the problem. This is what I'm saying. I'm working on explaining this.
He's
right
upset.
Now.
You upset him.
And then you do the thing I was going to explain.
He's so upset.
Boom. You can still say this.
The reason I took away the topic list was so that when we were trying to transition topics, or, you know, we were just talking, we kind of got lost, you guys wouldn't just look at the topic list and be like, okay, here's the topic list. Instead, it'd be like, oh, conversation, and I could look at the topic list. Now you guys are just looking at me like,
you're lecturing us.
No, I feel like maybe it's just me noticing what I'm trying to
I'm sure the people don't listen
we're
and
just,
don't care.
We're just giving you shit.
It's just weird, because, like, we're talking, you know, whatever, and you can kind of feel the conversation starting to die. So you guys look at me as if I'm the topic list.
Yeah,
you're the only one who knows what we're going to talk about next.
It's not a set structure.
It's like you know the future.
When has it ever been a set structure? We just talk and then...
I'm sorry, Chris.
Do I sound angry?
Yes.
I think
you're angry
it's
at
a
me.
Playful tone.
Are you upset?
It's a playful tone.
I can't imagine your awful tone.
Was that was not... We have it on recording. You guys can't lie to me. Aren't I sweet?
Chris is such an asshole. I swear he's just got no class. What a prick.
We're going to keep pulling that out. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's going to be a joke. We've been pulling that out for, like, 4 months.
It's still funny.
100% of the time, it's funny.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I didn't have to work tonight.
Me too.
Harry said that, for the record.
I wonder if Ben's there tonight. Okay, so there's this dude I work with that is, like, probably the one of the weirdest dudes I know. Like,
we got some funny stories about this
guy. Dude, he's...
Well, let's not say his name. He's not Ben.
No, his name is... Ben. Yeah, we'll just say his name's Ben. And, so, I don't know, man. He's just, like, he'll come up and talk to you about really just... out of the blue shit. Like,
that, like, it would make him sound awesome.
Like, he changed his tire last night. Cool, I'm taking a delivery. And he's, like, following me out the door, like, yeah, I'm in my car, like, okay, yeah, I'll talk to you when I get back.
When you get back, he's waiting in the driveway, like, I'll never leave until you come back.
And the stuff that this guy makes up is, like, ridiculous. Like, apparently he owns a Lamborghini that he got from his grandpa, because his grandpa... won the lottery or something?
I think it was won the lottery.
That's not something that normal that happens to anyone.
And like, his grandpa won the lottery, bought a bunch of shit, like, because he was new, he was, like, late in his life, wanted to get, like, a lot of life in, and then in his will, when he died, it said that everything goes to Ben.
He works at a pizza.
That's what he. Yeah, like, right. And I was like, oh, you got a Lamborghini. I was like, how come I never see it here? He's like, oh, I don't like driving it. It reminds me of my grandpa. You know what? Then he got, like, all sad. I was like,
there's a lot of weird exercising ones. He runs 18 miles a day.
What was it, like, 16? He said 16 blocks. That's what he said. Blocks, yeah. And, like, he was like, do you know where
Albany's?
Yeah, you know where Albany's is? He's like. When he runs from, like, the Sherrillville Police Department to Albany's every day, apparently.
People are
going to
be able
to back.
Triangulate your position.
But, like, okay, like, and, like, oh, he was telling us he does these sit-ups, and, like, he's like, the best, because, like, one of the waitresses was like, oh, yeah, so you're getting pretty ripped, kind of making fun of him, because he was talking about how he, like, runs and stuff, and he's like... Yeah, he's like, I got this awesome, you know, training method. You know, when I do my sit-ups, I usually have my uncle there with me. And when I go to sit up, he hits my back with a bamboo stick. Oh! And we're like, oh, so you train like Rocky then? Like, I'm just... We're like, where do you even get a bamboo stick? He's like, you can buy them online. Like, totally normal, like...
I like that bullshit excuse for not driving the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it reminds me of my grandpa. I'm pretty sure that's how people cope. Like, if someone in my family dies, I'm getting over it by driving a Lamborghini.
You can't be sad in a Lamborghini. No, you can't. Like, if you're sad on a jet ski. Sad on a jet ski.
It's like being Obama and pretending to be sad.
I was sad after my tragic accident on a jet ski. Did you know that a human body can skip across water
by 60
miles an hour?
I've done that. Dude, no, I was right.
I know that very well.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm riding on a jet ski with my father. And these jet skis are really fast. They go like 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We're going, we're hitting waves, it's fun. And then I see this big wave coming. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. That's the only thing I can think about. We hit the wave. I fly off the jet ski. I skip across that water like 3 or 4 times. My big ass skipping across the water 3 or 4 times. I thought that I broke my leg. And riding back on the jet ski was probably the worst thing he could have done. I wanted to swim back to shore.
I've had it like... Okay, so once I was riding on the back with my friend Josh in Michigan... And he's got you know, really fast jet ski too. I'm riding on the back and he's like doing hot dogs and we're having a good time. Then all of a sudden he like picks it up and we're like darting across the water and he like wants to go straight and then end it with a bunch of like hot dog sprays, you know, whatever. And like, so he starts doing that. And I'm like, 1, 2, dislodged on that one because we didn't lean right. Kind of, and then he did another one. I just flew off. We're going like 55 miles an hour, dude. I flew off and hit the water and like I just remember coming up going, oh, and not moving, just laying in the water like, let's just wait for my breath to come back. And he like pulls up, he's like, are you alright, dude? I'm like, I don't know. I was just sitting there, and then finally I got my breath. I was like, I would like to go back in because I don't trust you driving at all.
Right. Did I ever tell you guys about the first time I went water skiing and the only time? Like, we had a boat rented up in Michigan somewhere, and, you know, we were driving around, and they're like, hey, Chris, do you want to ski? And I'm like, I'm more of a tuber, you know, the tube is simple, you hold it, and you're done. You know, you're holding onto the tube. You just, you go till you fall off. Uh-huh. And they're like, well, it's about the same with skis. You know, you just got to put them on and then it pulls you until you need to let go. I go, well, I feel like there's more to it. They're like, nah, there's not really that much more to it.
Nah, there's nothing.
We'll walk you through it when you're in the water. I go, all right, whatever. So I jump in, I put the skis on. That took like 50 minutes.
I'm not good at putting skis on.
You have to like push in the things.
Yeah, like push it's them like up. I'm in water and yeah. I don't have a center of balance, so I'm just kind of floating around.
Like,
with
like
the
if
life
you have
around.
Terrible like core muscles, you cannot do that at all.
I'm not a core muscle guy. It's fun.
So
once you get good at it, it's really
I'm
fun.
I'm set up. You know,
these guys are doing like one-legged skiing. Go fuck yourself.
It took me like way too long to even get into position. They're like, all right, let's go. And I go, all right, go. I think we're good to go. We're good, right? They go, yeah, you're good. Because I ask way too many questions. And so they go, and I go, all right, cool. I kind of went up a bit. I'm like, I'm skiing. And then I fell forward as they sped up. But I'm so used to tubing. So we were up to like 30 miles an hour. I'm just holding on. Because in tubing, you don't let go until you're forced to let go. So I'm like, all right, hanging on. I inhaled so much water and then twisted my ankle, too, because it was just being dragged back by the ski.
If that was videotaped, that'd be on America's Funniest Home
Videos. I feel like it only lasted like 3 seconds, but in my head, it was like forever. I'm like... We fell.
I'm gonna die here.
Kind of hit me like in waves.
This is how I die. Like,
I can't let go until I can't hold on.
Yeah, like his life flashes, and like the last flashes. Man, I can't wait to go water skiing.
And then I just repeat that cycle forever, and that's what the afterlife is.
Dude, I've actually had that thought before, dude. You know how like they say when you like right before you're about to die, your life flashes before your eyes.
Did you, dude?
He said, like, dude,
did you say Digimon?
And
because in Digimon,
what if that's true? And then, like, what is going on right now is like a flashback. And when you get to that point, it just starts over again.
Because
you just never know.
In theory, if every time
you
see your life, it flashes before your eyes, then it would have to happen forever.
I feel like when I say flash, it goes by really quickly, though. This is kind of
yeah, but
how would anybody know?
Time is relative to you.
Yeah. It's like the. It's like the meta joke.
But that's a great idea to think about.
When you die in your sleep, you don't have a flash before your eyes.
How do you know that?
Maybe you're
right. That's true.
Hey, this guy died in his sleep.
And this guy did have like a little detector. Well, this guy died, had a flash before his eyes.
You know where he went.
You guys can detect the flash before his eyes? Yes, it's very distinct. It's got a green hue.
$200 million on this taxpayer's dollars for this thing. I've only got one.
But yeah, so in theory, it's a never-ending staircase. And
it's a cool idea. I like that idea.
It'd be really sad if your life was really depressing. Like you get to the end and you just relive a really depressing life.
But you wouldn't know
that
you were reliving it, though. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but it'd be terrible every time.
That really proves that there's, like, no karma for terrorists.
No karma.
Yeah. Because if that were true, just boom! They're back as a baby.
Because they killed themselves, then they're back to before they were, you know, blowing stuff up. They're like, yeah, I'm not dead anymore. They just do it again. Yeah. Terrorists are winning because we aren't killing them.
You might have something there.
We need to get the flesh.
The flesh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but talking about Lamborghinis.
Reminds me of my grandpa.
No, it's just funny. Dude, that guy cracks me up, though.
Reminds me of that guy's grandpa.
And we're back to the Ben.
Well, yeah, it's kind of where we started when we went on a tangent.
Speaking of Ben, have I had any of you guys read the Ben story? The story about the haunted Majora's Mask?
No.
No? Well, we can't talk about it then, because I'm going to make you guys read that, and the next podcast we're going to talk about that, because it's either...
Sounds like a homework.
Oh, all right, kids. Do next week.
Yeah. Make sure you have the book report on my desk.
We won't talk about it, but the point is that story is fucked up. It scared the shit out of me, and I know it's stupid, but it scared the shit out of
me. That one story you made me read about the secret room in the basement on Reddit freaked me out.
Oh, yeah, that one where the guy tried to kill him,
Yeah, I don't like that. What's the name story?
What story?
The Majora's, whatever.
Ben. Yeah.
Ben.
It'll be in
the haunted Majora's. Ben. Is this the same Ben from? He's got a Lamborghini and a haunted Majora's on the internet.
Got it from his grandpa. He doesn't like to wear it though. It still smells like him.
Creepy pasta.
Ben Brown.
Oh, creepy pasta.
Yeah. Okay. You know,
it's just a picture or what?
No, there's a story.
Oh my god.
And we aren't reading it. I just figured I'd bring it up, you know, for the record.
I will look that up because I'm interested.
Scared the shit out of me.
There's one about Pokemon too. I read it. It pretty freaked me out a lot.
Yeah, like there. And then Rugrats
wasn't there? Was that website? Because that stood out. The background to Rugrats.
Rugrats were, and this is taking a very morbid turn. We're like in Rugrats Angelica. Tommy was like a stillborn.
Dylan and Lil were aborted.
They weren't aborted.
They couldn't decide the sex of the baby, so he just decided to make both a boy and a girl.
Oh, okay, yeah. Chucky actually was alive, but he, like, was severely traumatized or something.
Isn't Angelica, like, isn't she,
She's, like,
schizophrenic or something like that. Dill's the only one that really lived, but the reason he's so retarded and all grown up is because she gave him brain damage when he was a kid and she hit him. That's what the theory says.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, this has taken a moment.
And the reason
turn.
Tommy's dad makes toys in the basement.
Yeah, it's because he's
making
like,
toys for a son that he never had.
Yeah, he was like super different.
And the doll that Angelica carries, Cynthia, is actually her real mother, who was a crackhead. That's why Angelica's so fucked up. Because her mom was on crack when she was pregnant with her.
Wow.
And Cynthia's her mother.
You know way too much of this.
I read about it.
I read it once.
It's my
I wrote it.
I lived it.
I'm Angelica.
That's kind of what I was...
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys.
It's a lot of anger there, Angie.
Fuck you.
I'm going to be clever and change it from Angelica to Adagio.
And
I see
Adagio.
He still says it under his breath every time. I'm Angelica. I just have to hear Adagio. It's like sleight of hand, but with his tongue.
He says Angelica, we just hear Adagio. We go back and listen to the recording, and he's saying Angelica every time. That'd be fucking scary.
No, he's saying it slightly faster, but when we slow it down,
Angelica.
Oh my god,
you're creeping me out. Stop it. I don't like that stuff.
Adagio was
a demon. Fear me. Fear me.
Did you guys hear something?
Is it coming through on the mic? Dude, we'll have to listen to it again.
That episode of Doctor Who, where, the demon was speaking to him. Chris has got, like, writing all over his
body. Oh, my God, yeah. That one was creepy as hell.
That was pretty funny.
Chris,
oh, I saw the bubble!
What is that?
He spit in his cup.
Chris just spit a cup, and it kind of made a bubble.
I was trying to spit into my cup, but it had, like, a narrow mouth, so I couldn't do it subtly.
Why?
Because my mouth needed the spit.
Okay.
Well, it was an idea. It didn't pan out. If I just...
You gonna finish that Shamrock Shake?
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of
thirsty now.
Yeah. So right there, this is a terrible segue.
What's a terrible segue?
I just caught what Ryan said.
Yeah. Yeah. Unthirsty.
Water makes people unthirsty.
Of course I'm fucking stupid.
Oh man.
Isn't that funny? Corey wrote it on one of his quizzes. That was his answer.
Attempting a substitution is gas for gas.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, man. I had a thought.
What?
And it's gone.
It was a segue.
You're right, it was. Like, there, I spit into the cup, right?
Yeah.
Completely fucked that up.
So you're spitting.
Like, I feel like there's a person.
Quitter. Because you spit.
Good job.
Thanks.
You get a big red Q stamped to your forehead. So all fraternity brothers.
I can't remember what I was gonna say.
Segway, you spit and fucked it up.
Yeah, I did spit. I fucked it up. I feel like there's a lot of social rules that people break way too much.
Like
the time my manager came up. My manager comes up to me at work. And he's like, puts his arm around me. He's like, you know, feels like my insides are being ripped out of my asshole. And I'm just like, okay, we're not on that level. You're a manager, and people can hear you saying this. Why do you feel the need to tell me that your insides are being ripped out of your asshole?
Or even just, go like, away. Are you that comfortable with me, your worker? Right. I don't even know you.
But, like, even, like, something simple. Like, when people listen to their music in their earbuds loud enough that you could still hear them, so there's not really a point of the earbuds. People do that all the time.
There's a girl in our school that does that.
Yeah, we're just sitting in class, you know, we're working on homework.
We're all, like, headbanging.
We all like daydream, like, JD. Everyone behind her just...
Yeah, and she's just sitting totally like, we got like a lot of the class to do at one time. We're all just like, oh,
look, it was so loud. Everyone did the awkward, like, everyone else just looks up at each other, like, the slow, awkward. You guys, is anyone gonna say something?
Say something. Serious? I'm just like, yeah, like,
Mr. Joyce, can
you? Yeah, like, you'll just be like, all right, X plus Y. Crawl!
You're just like,
and I'm about to break. Yeah, just
like in park. Yeah, that's
so metal.
You're spot on there, Cruz. Spot on.
Don't push her, Chris. Because she's close to the edge. The
is
song
she about to break.
That song. I'm sorry.
She's just become so numb.
He's worse than you will. This episode of the podcast.
We're paying royalties, don't worry. Yeah.
Don't worry, if we don't do more than 7 seconds, we can...
Yeah. Nice.
We gotta keep...
Candy Saga.
No.
No!
Talked about that last week. People have filed copyright claims against game companies that aren't Candy Crush right now. Like, someone got mad about, like, completely different name. It was, like, one of the Assassin's Creed titles or something. And the super obscure game that didn't get any attention was like, well, we're also called this. And they're like, you stole our game. And everyone's just like, no.
We made a way better one.
But through all this, there were just people just like, I think that's my game. They're just like, it's not your game. You didn't make Assassin's Creed.
Someone would have found out about this and told everyone how awesome of a game that would be.
Yeah, it would just be like 3 weeks and this isn't... It's bad. What you're looking at. And then Candy Crush is like, we have the word candy. Thanks. Candy is... Nope! Candy.
You gotta say it with
also,
the right
Saga. Tone. I feel like Saga was already taken by right. Disney movies.
Yeah.
Not even the Twilight Wars movies.
Like the Twilight saga.
Yeah.
It's a word. It's like a saga. Latin word. You can't just be like, nope.
Mine.
Taking that out of the dictionary.
I'm going to copyright the.
But how can you only like copyright certain letter, like a certain a word? And...
I just... It's not like the use of the word. It's the use of it on merchandise or in games or. So actually, I'm pretty sure saying the word candy right now for us is illegal.
Because well, do we intend to make a profit, though?
No, it's not even that.
I want to make a profit. Let's make a profit from this.
If I charged a penny for this, we would go from 11 to 0 listening.
Don't tax
or advertising's anything. Where it's at.
Yeah, get advertising.
Rebuild and rebound.
We can make them pay us to say their name.
We'll figure this out later.
Okay.
That band's weird.
We'll mention you guys on our podcast if you pay.
Well,
us.
Now we already did, so you're gonna have to edit that part out if we want to make
how
any money.
How many viewers do you
well,
have?
Well, I'll keep this bit and be like, "This is what it could sound like." But I could also make it sound like "Rebuild and Rebound" song.
profitable failure.
For those of you who don't know, a build and rebound.
Rebuild and Rebound
is a local band with some people that we know in it.
Check them out!
At
Facebook.
Stickfigure.com.
Stickfigure.com.
There will be a link on my site. Please go through
the official website of Rebuild and Rebound.
It's just a link to a picture.
I know it doesn't sound like Rebuild and Rebound.
It's just a link of a picture of Brad Kruger from Nickelback. Like,
it's Three Doors Down.
Daughtry.
Look at this photograph. Daughtry sucks. Let's be honest.
Around That's not what he sounds like at all. That was awful.
That's actually better than what that guy said.
It's better than X Rose.
And
knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Too much.
Hey,
hey. Too late. Hey, that was a, but that was a cover. That song was a cover of a different song.
You gotta see, you don't know any words to it.
And it was live, so no copyright.
Is this live? No. Is this your definition of live?
No, it recorded. Was it was recorded live. Like, on the radio. You can hear it. It's recorded.
Oh, him, not you.
No.
I thought you were talking about you. Like, this is the opposite of live. I mean, if we were to add fancier chairs...
We could add, like, a laugh track or something.
Can we make a laugh track on our own and just use our own laugh track so it sounds like we're laughing at the jokes?
When really, it's a
Have you guys ever tried to watch an episode of That 80s Show?
No.
Oh my god, they're on YouTube. I put one on.
There's
2 minutes.
On Netflix.
2 minutes. Is all I turned it off after 2 minutes because I heard a laugh track that went with a terrible, terrible 80s joke. And I was just, no.
What was it?
I was like, I don't know. They're just dancing in a club with awful 80s music. And then he bumps into this girl. First episode, you don't know who the characters are. And he bumps into this girl and talks to her like we've seen an episode already. And it was the pilot. Like,
that's kind of how That 70s Show pilot was. So,
yeah, yeah, but That 70s Show was good.
Yeah, the jokes
nobody likes
funny.
The 80s. Looks yeah. A lot of people do, but
I'm still in love with the 80s.
Bad TV show.
And I'll buy a pink tux to the prom.
Yeah. My favorite band is Tears for Fears.
You make me feel bad, Jackie.
You make me feel bad, Jackie.
Burn.
Damn, Jackie. You make me feel
bad. Across America.
Yeah, yeah,
I stuck this show.
Oh, good show.
It makes it go fast.
It makes it go fast. You see these flames on the vinyls on the side? Makes it go fast.
Yeah, this is
the fuzzy dice.
This rust makes it lighter.
This is like a guy who like has an 88 Mustang.
That's like really a piece of crap.
Yeah, it's like, see how the one door's red but the rest is black?
Did that on purpose.
Makes it go fast. Like, that way the ladies know.
This yeah, there's no exhaust system. Didn't need it. You know why? Without one, it's lighter. Makes it go faster.
You see the paint rubbed off on the side? Yeah, it makes it go faster.
I sanded it all.
You see the hole in the window? That's supposed to be there.
Yeah,
you get the front door, you get the aerodynamics.
It's like biology.
Ghost
biology.
Yeah, I fire science. Down the treads on all the tires. That way when I stop, I go faster.
Yeah, I got the spinners on the tires. That way when I stop, they keep spinning, keep my momentum. That makes it go faster.
Yeah, and that
going.
Spin energy, it goes back into the tires.
Yeah.
Which it pushes it forward, you know? Like, that's why I took out the windshield.
I took out the windshield.
Because then the air comes in the front, push it out the window like it's a jet plane. Makes it go faster. Yeah, my uncle helped me restore it. He's got a shop on 5th.
Right makes next to the trailer park.
Makes a lot of cars go faster.
Yeah, he makes cars go faster all day.
Chop shop, don't tell him.
We get parts.
It's not as fast as Ben's Lamborghini, though.
That's a good point.
We don't know how fast it is, man. The memories would weigh him down.
I bet your grandpa drove this fast.
He just pulls over.
I can't take it.
Oh,
you guys buddy. Are giving Ben a hard time.
There's a guy I work with.
He said I'll beat him in the back of the
day. Yeah.
Please talk.
I want that. I want to know where he learned that training program from with the bamboos. Like what?
It motivates him to do another one, so he gets
another one.
I learned
another one.
I learned it from Chuck Norris. I trained with him once. The Forest of Africa. Yeah. The Forest of Africa. You even know what that is?
No, I work with a few people at my job, and we're not going to name any names. Like, there's this one guy. We'll just call him, like, the kid from Toy Story. And he's not...
Andy?
Just the kid from Toy Story.
Okay.
Let's just call him the kid from Toy Story.
The guy next door.
Yeah.
Toy what? Story.
Okay, Toy Story.
He's not all there. You know, he's a bit... He's exceptional, is what he is.
Exceptional. I like that
word. Yeah, he's an exceptional individual. He's a little miracle, is what he is.
Oh, where are we going with this?
And
he's about to be made into a Lifetime movie.
Like I Am Sam. Honestly,
we've talked about something like that. Because the kid from Toy Story is...
I cried.
Well, let's just put it in perspective. I work at a sandwich place, so we were making
Metro.
Sandwich. Yeah, Metro. And see, we aren't going to mention it this time.
Right.
Joke. Nailed.
Reference.
Quiznos.
So meta.
Meta, see? That's kinda, what it is.
Kinda, you know, we're working on it. And
that's so meta.
Shout out to Christian Pasco.
Meta. Keep on start, being
start,
meta, bro.
We start calling him Meta World Peace.
We should totally just call Christian meta. So we're working, me and the kid from Toy Story. I was putting the meats on, the breads and the cheeses, and he was doing the vegetables. And so there were these two ladies talking while we were making the stuff, and we had a huge, huge line, like, out the door. Jeez. So
that sucks.
So kid from Toy Story is going super slow, as he tends to be, in more ways than one.
Hurtful.
And
okay.
I might cut it out. But these two ladies are talking, and they're like, yeah, my son needs it very particular, you know, he has Asperger's. And the kid from Toy Story... He says, pretty much announces to the room, "Oh, I have Asperger's too."
High five!
He's like, "What's he like?" And I'm just like, "Oh, the kid from Toy Story." You.
He just wants a friend, Chris.
You.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Oh.
Nice.
Let's call him Randy New.
That's what I was
Randy.
Don't forget about Randy.
Sure, peep, yeah.
But no, he's the nicest guy ever, too. He's super, super nice, super happy all the time. But he just... I think of him like an 8-year-old or a particularly sharp 9-year-old. Like, that's kind of how I talk to him. Like, all
right. You might have to edit that.
Maybe. You have Asperger's. It's okay, Chris. You got a friend in me.
Let's just call Chris's special work friend, Chris.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Hey, hard edit. I don't know anyone at work. No one at all. Leaving it there.
Good
I can't
story.
Do it. Can't do it. I'm going to cut out the part where I said the name and we're just going to leave it there.
Okay.
Because I don't think I can tell. The point is, the kid from Toy Story, he'll tell these great jokes that aren't really jokes or great. Like, but he loves them. Like, he came up to me as soon as I walked in the other day. He goes, "Hey, Chris, as I'm cutting the lawn. I mowed, I kicked grass." And I go,
"That's not bad."
Sounds like a Chris joke.
I came, I mowed, I cut grass.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty good.
I go, "Oh, hey, kid from Toy Story. That's funny." And he goes, "Yeah." And then he goes out into the front and just starts laughing for 5 minutes at that joke.
Hey, it's a good joke.
I mean, it wasn't the worst joke I've ever heard.
Or he said, for instance, another guy we're working with is called Terry. And he goes, "Yeah. Terry likes mushrooms. He's a fun guy."
Oh!
And then he laughed at that for 5 minutes. And I was just kind of doing dishes, like...
Ha-ha.
Not even ha-ha, just... "Need you to do something else." Kid from Toy Story.
Chris! With the name drop.
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to those edits.
And they're not gonna... It's just gonna say...
I'm just gonna replace it with, like...
That'd be funny. Lumineer, Buccaneers.
Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon. I like Fallon.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really happy that he's on the Tonight Show.
Cause yeah,
I keep missing it though.
I know. I need to watch the last.
I need to record it.
Taxi with Queen Latifah.
What time's it come
up? Jimmy Fallon.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
that's it's on at like,
I like
it's
that.
Either
11. Well, it's 11.
I mean,
it's 11 now.
I usually don't like Queen Latifah too much,
but
no,
that movie.
That was a funny movie.
What?
Taxi.
Yeah.
I like Taxi.
Did you guys ever see Fever Pitch?
Yeah.
That was funny. That's got Jimmy Fallon in it, too.
You ever seen Fat Girls?
No.
I see Fat Girls every day.
With Moni?
I wish that.
Oh.
I wish that.
It's the Mean Girls sequel.
40 years later.
It's got the Amy lady. I don't know her name. The fat girl called Amy. She was in like Bridesmaids.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, she's dead.
Is she?
No, Winehouse is dead.
Fat Amy. Amy from Bridesmaids.
I know her name.
Yeah, dude, I don't know her name.
I'm gonna think of it in the middle of the podcast. Rebel Wilson, that's what it is.
Rebel Wilson. Like a
Rebel. Dude, have you watched like any of her show? It's awful.
There's a lot of
Rebel Wilson's funny though.
No, but her show is god awful.
I didn't know she has her own show.
It's god awful. That's why you don't know.
I think she's funny, it's on network. She's
like, Melissa and
Joey. She knows how to use her comedy.
There's a lot of crap on TV.
Yep.
Like
Paris Hilton's own show on Oxygen.
Hey.
Crap.
I totally knew that.
Pete Wentz's tattoo show on Oxygen. Crap.
Why are you watching so much Oxygen?
Yeah, what the heck?
Watch the Wendy Williams show and she talks about it.
Wait,
don't you guys talk
about it?
You can come over and watch that with my mom. She's watching that on the Hallmark Channel. Do you like those movies?
Jeez, Adagio.
So,
I enjoy Wendy Williams.
I made myself
comfortable. Well, at least you're masculine enough to admit that. You like something super emasculine.
Right.
All these guys look like they're about to have a phone conversation.
Hey, Harry.
Hey. I'm so happy we're having a slumber party.
For those of you who can't see, Harry, why did you laugh?
Because no one can see.
Yeah, I've said that same thing since the first episode when we constantly do things that people can't see.
I know.
It's in our nature.
The Bees Podcast.
It's in our nature.
Anyway, Ryan is sleeping. Ryan's having a little sleepover.
Dude, I can feel some sleep. I gotta go home and do stuff with my car.
Actually, we're kind of getting towards the end. You guys want to wrap up?
Sure.
Let's wrap it up.
Like a present.
And then end the podcast.
And with the bow.
Alright. Harry, give the final word.
Titties.
Come on. Do something.
Did you hear about the cannibal who dumped his girlfriend? It's a poop joke.
Oh.
Did you hear about? Wait,
last time this happened, I
like us on.
Oh, tell another.
Okay, what did the two cannibals say when they were eating the clown?
What?
Does this taste funny to you?
Oh.
That's my dad's favorite joke. He'll tell that. He'll laugh for like. He's just like, it gets me every time. He'll be the one telling it. Like
that's a weird one to get really excited about.
I know.
Yeah, I used to have a punching bag in my room, and she moved out.
I feel like everyone has their go-to dad joke, though. Yeah. Like, so two satellites got married the other day. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was great.
Oh! Dad jokes.
Oh, my God.
Honey, I want a divorce.
Someone give
the final word. If I hear that joke, your mom starts getting pissed.
What does give the final word mean?
Give a final word.
Flint coal.
The final word is flint coal.
Dwell on that.
Check.
I love you.